President Bush's 8-minute speech from faraway Washington to the Republican convention in St. Paul was a cameo appearance from a presidency sputtering towards its close.
NPR senior news analyst Daniel Shore.
The campaign leadership sought to distance itself from the misdeeds and the mishaps of an administration whose legacy was being written in investigations of impropriety. Bob Woodward's latest book, The War Within, says that the Bush administration conducted an extensive electronic spying operation on Iraqi Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki and his aides. A new book by Ron Susskind, The Way of the World, asserts that a document used by the White House to justify invading Iraq was forged by the CIA at the White House's behest. The forged document indicated that Mohammed Atta, ringleader of the 9/11 terrorists, had been training in Iraq. The White House denies the story. Perhaps as great a surprise as any was the disclosure in a report by the Justice Department's Inspector General that an administration obsessed with secrecy broke the rules on protection of secrets. The IG report says that former Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez took home with him classified information relating to the National Security Agency's wiretapping program and the administration's prisoner interrogation program. These documents were what is known as SCI, that is, sensitive compartmented information. While in government service, Gonzalez received at least 2 personal briefings on the handling of sensitive information and documents. He signed a form testifying to his awareness that mishandling such information could cause irreparable injury to the United States. Gonzalez had to resign as Attorney General for another reason: the politicization of the Justice Department's hirings. And so the Bush presidency slips off into the twilight. This is Daniel Shore.